All right, welcome back. This is Who's Talking. This is Frank and Hobbo. Chris Sill is in the house, and we've got Aaron Brooks on the line, former UVA star quarterback. Before we jump over to some more questions for Aaron, I want to point out that later in the show, we've got Greg Waters, a contributor to the Saber. He does some excellent analysis and finds tendencies that the rest of us. Also want to point out that next week's show, we've got former UVA quarterback Gene Arnett and former UVA star defensive lineman Ryan Keel. And Dr. Glenn Kerr will do the injury report. Tonight's injury report will be Dr. Jody Smith, who has been our longest contributor there at Ortho Virginia. But anyway, we're going to kick it back to Hobbo.
All right, Aaron, as I started to say before the break, let's look forward to North Carolina. You know, North Carolina is a team. They score a lot, but they give up a lot. What do you expect this Saturday at Scott Stadium?
Well, generally, when we play Carolina, whoever plays at home generally wins. So I'm going to go with that. But from an offensive standpoint, I think we do have the tools to put up some points, but because of our defense is so strong, I believe our defense would not give up as many points that Carolina have been scoring lately. And not taking away from the other opponents in which they put up big numbers, but I don't think our defense is going to allow that to happen. And so, it comes down to our offense against their defense. And I think with the proper game plan and taking advantage of every opportunity or all the opportunities given to us, and we take care of the ball, not turn it over, we have a very, very good chance of winning this football game.
All right, so let's touch on that aspect, UVA offense versus the Carolina defense. Grayson Lambert practiced all of last week, yet did not play a down versus Duke. He should be ready to go. To my unprofessional eyes, Matt Johns does not have the ceiling that Grayson Lambert has in terms of production and success ratio. If Lambert plays, don't you think Virginia is stronger? And if not, explain.
I don't know. I'm not sure. And then mind you, to you and all the listeners, I was the same guy 2 years ago talking highly about David Wofford. That didn't work out. Okay, so let me give my best analysis on this situation. I think Grayson Lambert is a really good quarterback. I think he's a quarterback that can win some games. But I think he really got exposed a couple of games back. And I want to say the Pitt game, we got blitzed tremendously, and Grayson didn't do a good job in that particular game of handling the blitz. And so, after his injury, what we have seen is that a lot of teams came in trying to blitz us, and they blitzed us very often. And what Matt John did was able to stay in the pocket and deliver some tough throws and some tough passes to the guys. So I think in terms of pressure, that Matt Johns will handle the pressure a lot better than Grayson Lambert will. Not saying that Grayson isn't fit for the job, but obviously the defense's job is to make the quarterback feel very uncomfortable back there. I think Matt Johns has been able to maintain his poise and his confidence and withstand all the pressure that's been given to him and deliver the ball to the receiver. So if they play both, I think, it's not a bad idea. It's not a bad idea, but, man, Matt Johns has been really solid lately.
Well, it's interesting. In the game down in Durham, Matt Johns had at least two passes that I clearly recall where he overthrew Virginia receivers that had gotten behind the secondary of Duke and would have been in a good chance to score.
Right.
He did complete the long pass to Gooch before halftime that Gooch fought for yardage and fortunately was able to get down in time so that the clock didn't run off. So they got that field goal to go into halftime 10-10. You know, looking at Johns, he's more mobile. He gets the perimeter much more easily, and he has good escapability. He's not been completing passes at nearly the same percentage that Lambert has. Lambert is completing at almost a 70% clip, and was having a terrific game against Brigham Young and prior to the ankle injury. But let's talk about something else that I think is exciting. I was looking back through the record book again, and I always, you know, we've had Ahmad Hawkins on the show every season early in the year, and he always makes me giggle and laugh because we've had good conversations talking about the Virginia Tech game in Blacksburg where you guys were way behind at halftime and looked all but dead. And obviously things turned around, and I'll never forget you throwing that pass to Thomas Jones, and he made an incredible catch in the end zone. Talk a little bit about the psychology of being a quarterback in the locker room at halftime and coming and trying to make a comeback against, you know, a really tough, stout defense in a hostile environment.
Yeah, it's never easy. It's always tough because, you know, your back's against the wall, and you're trying to figure out what in the world just went wrong the first two quarters, the first half. And, you know, in college, and it's college football, too, so, you know, it's just a sport. Anything can happen is what I'm trying to get at. What we're able to do, and from my experience from playing the game and being from behind, obviously you have to come out, and you got to come out and you got to put points on the board automatically. You got to put 7 on the board. If not 7, you at least got to put 3 just to get some confidence. And then, you know, just to know that you are able to drive the ball and get down there and put points on the board. And then obviously as a team, as a collective, as a team, you trust that your defense is going to make the stops. And anytime a defense makes a stop, the offense has to be the one to be able to rally, not just themselves or just feel the vibe from the defense, to be able to go out there and execute and put more points on the board. And so you got your first two drives, you're chopping down that lead. You're making sure that you're not, you know, putting your foot in the mouth. You're not doing things that's going to prohibit you from getting back into that ball game.
Because Aaron,
time is ticking.
Let me just to correct Frank for a moment. He said Thomas Jones made that incredible catch
earlier in the half.
From a quarterback's perspective, you threw a perfect pass and it was an easy catch. Anybody could have made that catch. But
I don't know about all that. I thought it was a great call. I mean, I don't know what to say much about that. I thought we just executed at a high level. I mean, everything that was called, we executed. And you know, going back to what I was saying is that you just got to put some points on the board. I mean, it's just,
and that's that was what I was going to ask you about.
Calls plays. Hopefully, he's thinking of players when he calls these plays. But the players got to make plays. That's what it comes down to.
Players got to make plays. As I think back, we did not score in the second half against Pitt. And we had 13 points in two halves at Duke. So that's 13 points in the last three halves. I don't know what the average about that is, but it's less than 5 a half, and you're not going to win many football games. So I think you made the key point. Our offense versus the Carolina defense this week, and the coaches are going to need to make some adjustments to make sure we can move the ball. And I think the other thing about the Duke game, I don't think we had a turnover.
We had one turnover.
Virginia
committed one turnover, but didn't
get
any.
We didn't force any.
Correct.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's been one of the things that's helped Virginia this year is a lot of times the defense has given the offense a good field position or a short field. So that could be a key factor on Saturday as well.
Well, it's getting late in the season and, playoff implementation is coming about. Obviously, bowl games is coming about too. So, no, there's a lot riding on it now. It's that much more important. And you got to be able to, execute your plays and put points on the board. So let's see what happens here.
Well, Aaron, as always, we've enjoyed your visit with us tonight. We hope to bring you back maybe at the end of the season prior to Virginia Tech so we can sort of preview that game. And we wish you and your family the best.
Man, thanks, guys. Appreciate you guys having me, man. Enjoy your time on air.
Congrats again on the New Orleans Saints Hall of Fame. That's terrific.
I Appreciate it. Guys, take care.
Have a great night. All right, we're going to jump to break. We come back, we're going to bring on Greg Waters from the Sabres. So stay with us.